练习一
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Bill prefers football match to any other sport program. 1. Bill prefers football match to any other sport program.
2. Li Chiang won first prize in the high jump at the school sports meeting. 2. Li Chiang won first prize in the high jump at the school sports meeting.
3. After school, Wei Wei spends much time going over the school notes.3. After school, Wei Wei spends much time going over the school notes.
4. My friend Hua Hua likes to play with a hula hoop. 4. My friend Hua Hua likes to play with a hula hoop.
5. Mr. Smith keeps checking his watch while waiting for his friend. 5. Mr. Smith keeps checking his watch while waiting for his friend.
6. Mr. Smith often goes fishing with his friends on weekends.6. Mr. Smith often goes fishing with his friends on weekends.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Shall we go and see Mr. Brown this evening, Kate?
All right, let's go there by bike.
I haven't got a bike. I think we'd better go by bus.
Okay, let's take a number 3 bus.
Question: How will they go to see Mr. Brown? One. Shall we go and see Mr. Brown this evening, Kate?
All right.Let's go there by bike.
I haven't got a bike. I think we'd better go by bus.
Okay, let's take a number 3 bus.
Question: How will they go to see Mr. Brown?
2. Alex, don't leave your toy cars on the floor in the office.
Sorry.Rob and I were driving it earlier. I'll put it away.
It's okay, Alex. But if you play with it in the office, wait until after work.
Question: What does the woman mean?
2. Alex, don't leave your toy cars on the floor in the office.
Sorry. Rob and I were driving it earlier.I'll put it away.
It's okay, Alex. But if you play with it in the office, wait until after work.
Question: What does the woman mean?
3. You are going to see Joe again, Tom. This is your third visit this year.
Yes, I'm going to a school reunion this time. Besides,I can visit my grandparents. I usually visit them once a half year.
Question: How often does Tom usually go to see his grandparents? 3. You are going to see Joe again, Tom. This is your third visit this year.
Yes, I'm going to a school reunion this time. Besides, I can visit my grandparents. I usually visit them once a half year.
Question. How often does Tom usually go to see his grandparents? Four. Can I help you?
I'd like 5 25-cent stamps, please.
Here you are. Anything else?
A Christmas card, please.
Okay, that's $1.75 altogether, please.
Question. How much is the Christmas card?
Four. Can I help you?
I'd like 5 25-cent stamps, please.
Here you are. Anything else?
A Christmas card, please.
Okay, that's $1.75 altogether, please.
Question. How much is the Christmas card?
Five. Here's your check.
Thank you. Is the tip included?
No, it isn't. I hope you enjoy your meal.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
Five. Here's your check.
Thank you. Is the tip included?
No, it isn't. I hope you enjoy your meal.
Question. Where are the two speakers? Six. I saw Bob today. He invited us to dinner tomorrow evening.
That's nice. But I really don't know him and... Besides, I have so much work to do.
Question. What does the woman mean? Six. I saw Bob today. He invited us to dinner tomorrow evening.
That's nice. But I really don't know him and, besides, I have so much work to do.
Question. What does the woman mean? Seven. I'm going to visit Japan during holidays. What about you?
I can't decide now. Perhaps I'm going to Australia and New Zealand. My husband will have a meeting in Thailand and he asked me to go with him.
Question. Which country is the man going to visit? Seven. I'm going to visit Japan during holidays. What about you?
I can't decide now. Perhaps I'm going to Australia and New Zealand. My husband will have a meeting in Thailand and he asked me to go with him.
Question. Which country is the man going to visit? Eight. Has John returned from London yet? I'd like to see him.
Yes, but he flew to Beijing for a business meeting this morning. Maybe he'll stay there for 2 days and then fly to New York for a 1 week visit. I think he'll be home after that.
Question. What will John probably do in New York? Eight. Has John returned from London yet? I'd like to see him.
Yes, but he flew to Beijing for a business meeting this morning. Maybe he'll stay there for 2 days and then fly to New York for a 1 week visit. I think he'll be home after that.
Question. What will John probably do in New York? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Rachel Newby, 24, and Liam Culberston, 26, are an Australian couple. They have come up with different ways of making it through the year without any money in order to live in an environmentally friendly way. Rachel and Liam built themselves a new home on a friend's field. The house is made of wood and recycled materials. They moved into the house in January. They say that this year has been quite difficult. They shower under cold rainwater collected on the roof and share toilets with others. And because they have no washing machine, they wash their clothes in the river. "We enjoy the feeling of being able to choose what we do," said Rachel. "We don't have to worry about rent, plane tickets, or any other expenses. In fact, all of our time is free time, because we decide how we spend it ourselves." Even though they don't have jobs, Rachel and Liam don't have lots of free time to waste. They grow their own food and also help out local farmers in exchange for fresh vegetables and fruits. They have 5 ducks that provide them with fresh eggs, but sometimes they have to find bread and vegetables from the rubbish bins. Although life is not easy, they seem quite happy with their lifestyles, and they get along really well with their neighbours too. "We may be tired of all the work, but we're enjoying ourselves now," they said.
请再听一遍。
Rachel Newby, 24, and Liam Culberston, 26, are an Australian couple. They have come up with different ways of making it through the year without any money in order to live in an environmentally friendly way. Rachel and Liam built themselves a new home on a friend's field. The house is made of wood and recycled materials. They moved into the house in January. They say that this year has been quite difficult. They shower under cold rainwater collected on the roof and share toilets with others. And because they have no washing machine, they wash their clothes in the river. "We enjoy the feeling of being able to choose what we do," said Rachel. "We don't have to worry about rent, plane tickets, or any other expenses. In fact, all of our time is free time, because we decide how we spend it ourselves." Even though they don't have jobs, Rachel and Liam don't have lots of free time to waste. They grow their own food and also help out local farmers in exchange for fresh vegetables and fruits. They have 5 ducks that provide them with fresh eggs, but sometimes they have to find bread and vegetables from the rubbish bins. Although life is not easy, they seem quite happy with their lifestyles, and they get along really well with their neighbours too. "We may be tired of all the work, but we're enjoying ourselves now," they said.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容。每空格限填一词。
Usually, a superhero will not appear at your window. So these sick children got quite a shock when some superheroes began climbing up the walls of their hospital. For a little while, they forgot they were in the hospital. The stunt was performed by some policemen after Linda, a cancer survivor, gave the advice. A nurse named Hallie Wastel posted the idea on the internet. Many people thought the advice was really good. They wanted to make it become true. Dressed as Captain America, Robin, Batman, and Spider-Man, some kind policemen took turns to climb the building. Some hung upside down as they waved to the children. But the heroes didn't stop there. They posed for pictures with the children and signed autographs inside. Ms. Wostall said, I am so thankful to the hospital, the policeman, and so many warm-hearted people that make this happen. It truly shows that today is all about kids. Although these kids are sick, they are very brave. The spokesman of the hospital said, Both children and our staff were excited to see the superheroes through the windows of the hospital. I think the policemen may get much fun seeing the smiles and excitement on the children's faces.
请再听一遍。
Usually, a superhero will not appear at your window. So these sick children got quite a shock when some superheroes began climbing up the walls of their hospital. For a little while, they forgot they were in the hospital. The stunt was performed by some policemen after Linda, a cancer survivor, gave the advice. A nurse named Hallie Wostall posted the idea on the internet. Many people thought the advice was really good. They wanted to make it become true. Dressed as Captain America, Robin, Batman, and Spider-Man, some kind policemen took turns to climb the building. Some hung upside down as they waved to the children. But the heroes didn't stop there. They posed for pictures with the children and signed autographs inside. Ms. Wostall said, I am so thankful to the hospital, the policeman, and so many warm-hearted people that make this happen. It truly shows that today is all about kids. Although these kids are sick, they are very brave. The spokesman of the hospital said, Both children and our staff were excited to see the superheroes through the windows of the hospital. I think the policemen may get much fun seeing the smiles and excitement on the children's faces.